Let us pray. Loving God, our simple prayer and our deep hope is for your kingdom to be found between our neighbours and in the love that we share, between our nations and in the compassion we offer, between all people in the peace we make. There, may we all see your kingdom grow. And so we bring our words and our longings and shape them into the relationships we build this year and affirm the truth that in our relationships is where your kingdom will be found. We pray for those in conflict, for refugees and the displaced, for so many who suffer in so many ways, from disease, from hunger, from fear and division. Lord, this is not of your kingdom, and it does not need to be the story of our world. Lord, we pray for our governments, for Westminster and Edinburgh, for Brussels and Washington, Moscow and Beijing, and the longing to find stability and a future that is balanced and fair, equally shared and kingdom shaped. We pray for our congregation and parish, for our neighbours around us, and the way that we live and speak together of love and grace and truth. We pray for our families and friends, for those ill and those recovering, for those grieving and hurting, for those anxious and worried, fearful and afraid, and for the love that directs us and calls us and challenges us to be your people, to see your kingdom between us, among us, and through us. And in the stillness now, we bring our own prayer to God. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. And in the words that Jesus taught, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? We'll go where you don't go and never be the same. Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract a scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen? and admit to what I mean in you and you in me. Will you love the you you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around? Through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me. Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show, as I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Now in peace, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon and remain with you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.